Morning. Come, thou long expected Jesus. It is that season. Advent is upon us. We have that hope. Today, of course, is so many things, so many ways to share, so many ways to give. I promised a group of people that come to this church that I would say something this morning, and I should have said it during the announcements, but I let it slip my mind. Somewhere or another in our great state, yesterday was a football game. And two of our finest North Carolina teams played. Of course, the finest one didn't win, but that's just the way it goes. So this morning, all these red people and black people and white people that's dressed up there, my mama's even one of them. But she's actually for the other team. But anyway. And I say all that to let you know also that today is United Methodist Student Day. And you have an envelope in your offering, in your bulletin. And if you were to fill that out and do something to help students, and it is to help those students who feel a calling into the ministry, those who need something along the way. I did not grow up a United Methodist student, but I did grow up a Southern Baptist kid. And I tell you, I got a lot of help from the Baptist Church, from things like this. They had all kinds of special offerings. They had all kinds of special scholarships, and I got scholarships through my church, through my association, through the convention. So it does. That's what these things do. It's to help people along the way. So if you feel so led, please, today or next Sunday, help some of our students that are trying to learn a little something, even those that go to state in Carolina. So we will, and I do, they did play good. So I will give you that. They all, Donna even had her state thing on this morning over everything. I said, take that thing off. Oh, Lord, scare me. But anyhow, we are the Bible today. We are God's Word. And what we do, what we say, how we live, what we believe and how we share our lives should be all about God's Word. From the book of Isaiah, the prophet, the 64th chapter, verses 1 through 9. It says, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, when you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for Him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people." This is God's word this day for us, His people. Thanks be to God.